Yo, welcome everyone out there listening today to another episode of Fantasy Football Exchange. Again, I'm your host, the none, the other, Mr. John Landon, guys. And today we're going to talk about some of those waiver wire targets that hopefully you guys were able to snag up, build up on your roster, carry us over for a couple of weeks. So we'll talk about a couple of those. We'll also visit some of the injury news that is coming up for Sunday's slate, those that we want to monitor. Then we're going to talk about the Thursday night preview between the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs. Will Kelce play? That'll be the question. And then we'll also talk about a DraftKings Sportsbook three-pick parlay bet involving the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. So please stick with me to the end of the show, and we'll get to that. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off with some of the waiver wire targets from overnight. If you were able to grab these, we'll go ahead and we'll revisit the quarterback, the running back, the wide receivers, tight ends, portion of it all. And I'll make it real fast because, of course, the waiver wires have already passed us already by. So let's go ahead and let's start it off with the quarterbacks. If you were able to grab Josh Dobbs, Derek Carr, or Sam Howe this morning, congratulations. Yes, because those guys will help us out during some of these buys. And, of course, on the Arizona side, we don't even know what's going to happen with a Kyler Murray. He can very easily get traded. So that could be Josh Dobbs' job to keep for the remainder of the year. Again, Gardner Minshew, he moves up in this list solely because Anthony Richardson will be sidelined on IR due to that shoulder. So you're looking at a minimum of 4 weeks that he's going to be out and Minshew will be starting. So he moves up on the list. I actually would put him above Sam Howell and kind of move Sam Howell back down to that 14 to 16 level. Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm going to continue and hold him at that 14 to 16 level. Hopefully you've grabbed him just as a buy. You're not getting any kind of floor with him, a ceiling. He just sits back there in the pocket. So he's going to give you what he gives you anyways. On to the running back side, 10 to 12. Now, we overnight found out that Devon Achane will be missing at least 4 weeks. They put him on IR. And, of course, Raheem Mostert will carry that behind him, will be that RB1. So if you have Raheem Mostert on your roster, he was on your bench, shit, you fire him up, all right? He's running the bank at this point in this offense, of course. But there's also Wilson Jr., who just came back off of IR, off his injury. So he'll eat up a little bit into that because he was part of that 49ers as well, like Raheem Mostert was. So they like to use Mike McDaniel likes to utilize those running backs like they did back in the 49ers days. So I believe Wilson will get a little work in there behind Raheem Mostert. So Mostert would have been, of course, he's probably not available in a lot of the leagues, but he would have definitely been that number one target if this was news, if this news had broken a day prior. So if you have Raheem Mostert, great job there. If you happen to pick up Wilson, which I missed on overnight, then that's a great pickup as well. Someone who can slide in case Raheem Mostert does take a beating and does miss time. So then you have Roshan Johnson. Of course, he's dealing with his concussion. Haven't heard a word about him or how his progress has gone. Justice Hill, nice pickup. You got Kendre Miller, Ronnie Rivers. Now, those Ronnie Rivers and Kendre Miller, they're more than 14 to 16. Kendre Miller's a great handcuff when it comes to Alvin Kamara. So I like that pickup, but only solely that it's someone you're comfortable with sitting on your bench for at least 3 to 4 weeks, maybe beyond that. But towards the end of the year, I believe Kamara, you know, that's a lot of ground and pound that the Saints are going to hand to him each and every week. So I believe, you know, there might be a week that he does miss or a couple of weeks. So you at least have Kendre Miller to slide in there. So great pickup there if you got him in those deep leagues. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move it on over to wide receiver. Of course, KJ Osborne, only because Jefferson, of course, obviously out 4 weeks. So you're going to need actually Kirk Cousins is going to need, which, again, I think they're actually showcasing only this week against the Bears, where Kirk Cousins is going to put on a mini show, because against this defense, everybody looks like Joe Montana out there. Am I right? I mean, it's true. It's just true about the Bears, that defense anyways. And so I believe Kirk Cousins will have a great game, not an amazing game, but a great game, enough where the Jets will come recalling, even though they were turned down once. I believe this time the Vikings will actually give it a thought, and they're, again, just going to showcase him over the weekend. So we don't know what we're going to get the rest of the year with KJ Osborne, but at this present moment, if, and that's a big if, Kirk Cousins does remain on the team, then that would be beneficial. But again, Jefferson's out, so if you got KJ Osborne, great job there. Rashee Rice, always a big fan of his since day one on my podcast, so great job there. My lady was actually able to snatch him up overnight. Then you got Quentin Johnson, Zay Jones. Those are the 10 to 12s. Then you had the 14 to 16, the Curtis Samuel, Jonathan Mingo. Those were solid pickups. I think Samuel will be more and more involved as the weeks go along. So look out for that. Great job there. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to hop on over to the tight ends. Logan Thomas, I was able to get him. Very happy about that, because I know for a fact that his targets will just continue to go up. I believe Sam Howell likes to look his way, so I think pretty soon he's going to be money in the bank. So I got him just sitting on the sidelines. I actually dropped Kyle Pitts, so hopefully that doesn't come back to bite me in the ass. You know how that can be, and I don't want to feel like
you calling me a dummy.
But the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Now, I hope that that's not the case here, where I become a dummy because I drop Pitts and later on it comes back to bite me in the ass. But at this present moment, Logan Thomas probably will be the one that I'm hoping that will be a great solid pickup, as well as a Luke Musgrave. Wasn't able to hold him at all. I actually dropped him in one league because I needed a running back due to my injury. So I'm kind of bummed that I missed out on Luke Musgrave, but hey, it is what it is. At least I got Thomas. Gerald Everett, only if Donald Parham Jr. does miss extended time. I haven't seen anything come across the wire there as of yet, but Gerald Everett could be a solid pickup for Justin Herbert, who likes to look in the direction of Donald Parham. So hopefully he'll take the replacement of that for you guys who were able to snatch him up. Of course, there's a 14 to 16 tier. You got Tyler Conklin and Dalton Schultz. I mean, I don't even know why we have Dalton Schultz. Why do we have Dalton Schultz in the 14 to 16? He should actually be in a 10 to 12. Let's slide him on up. I actually would move Dalton Schultz above Everett, and just simply and merely because of the way it's been looking in that offense with CJ Stroud. Stroud likes to look in his direction lately, so Dalton Schultz should go in replace of Everett at this moment. And of course, Tyler Conklin. I think that Zach Wilson has picked up the playbook just slightly. We're not going to go ahead and we're not going to clap away here for Zach Wilson, but he has looked a little better in the last few weeks. So I believe he'll pick up the pace. I believe he'll pick up the playbook a little bit more, and just not, I don't have enough trust in him on my side, but I think that he will look in Conklin's direction as the weeks progress. So great pickup there. Of course, the defense, there was the Raiders. All right. There was the Browns, Jaguars looking real, real solid as of late. So I'm liking them there. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get into some injury news. A lot of these guys, they're just not doing, you know, either their production or they're just banged up. So I'm going to go ahead and run through a list of some of the guys that I have here written down that I saw come across the wire here. I'm going to start with Dalton Kincaid, concussion protocol for the Buffalo Bills. Look for Dawson Knox to continue his stretch with Josh Allen there. So, and then you got Miles Sanders, shoulder. He wasn't practicing today. Kind of keep an eye on there. So if you picked up Hubbard, great job there as the handcuff. Then you got Daniel Jones. They haven't ruled him out yet. they might as well give Taylor another shot. So Daniel Jones, I don't know. If you got Daniel Jones, I suggest hopping on the waiver wire and looking for a replacement, any replacement at this point. If you would like suggestions, just holler at me on my Instagram or my Twitter, or you can get at me on our contact line that is now connected. It's a 773-915-3491. So you can get at me there, please. On to Tank Dell, concussion protocol. Don't know if he'll play, but keep an eye on him because he's had a good, solid connection with Stroud. Then you got Devon Achain. Yeah, this is a heartbreaker for a lot of you out there because he's actually helped carry you to some solid wins for the past few weeks. Again, we talked about this in the waiver wire target revisit earlier in the segment, and we talked about Raheem Mostert and Wilson being some players that you would possibly want to look in their direction. But at the present moment, it looks like Devon Achane is going to go on IR for 4 weeks. So look for Mostert to be that RB1. Then you got James Conner dealing with a knee, going on IR, going to miss the 4 weeks. So this is also one that could have been number one on a waiver wire target list. Amari DeMarcado, he slides into the RB1 there in Arizona. Okay, again, Travis Kelce limited today, but we're going to go ahead and monitor him for Thursday, even if he does play. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much trust you can have in him. All right, so I think they give him a rest. Even if he's out there, he's like a decoy. He might even be a red zone threat. So he could still get you a touchdown, possibly two, but he'll play a few snaps, and I don't know if I have trust enough to put him in there for the week where I might have some solid options that are going to at least play 50% and above on the snap count. All right, Austin Eckler, he's telling the media he's 99% sure he's going to be back this week. That's a good sign for you Austin Eckler fans out there or fantasy managers out there that have him on your roster. So Austin Eckler, look for him to be back this week. Greg Dulcich, he was on IR. Now he's possibly back from the IR. So that could be a boost for Russell Wilson. How much of a boost, who knows, but I mean, it is a boost for him at this point. Zay Jones dealing with a knee. He's actually a waiver wire target on the wide receiver side during the week, but now he's dealing with a knee and he's considered day to day. Amon Ra dealing with the abdomen will probably return this week. So that's going to bite into newly returned Jameson Williams on the opposite side there. And of course, Josh Reynolds and Khalif Raymond, that they take a back seat there, but hey, not to Laporte. Laporte looking still, he's still going to get those targets. He's still going to gobble up some of those shares. So it does not matter. But with Amon Ra, we know who's the number one here in the offense. And that is Mr. St. Brown over there. All right. That wraps that up. And of course, Anthony Richardson, we all explained earlier, he'll be placed on IR due to his shoulder. Quarterback, he's been looking nice, actually putting down some nice touchdowns, running them in. So that's a blow for you guys out there who had him in your roster. I have a buddy who actually just had him only as his quarterback, and now the quarterbacks that are out there are somewhat of like a Kenny Pickett. What else did I see out there? Shoot, yeah, I saw some not so. Oh, Desmond Ridder, which has been picking up as of late, right? And then Zach Wilson, of course, nobody's really getting him. And then some of these guys that they're just not targeting. So Anthony Richardson, big blow for a lot of you guys out there. All right, so onto the trade side, the rumors, whatever you wanna call it. But this one is confirmed. Van Jefferson goes to the ATL. But this is bad for Drake London and possibly Kyle Pitts. So I'm not too mad at this point because I dropped Pitts. This is before I knew this news, but Van Jefferson ends up in the ATL. Shout out to you people out there listening to ATL. I actually know some people are listening to me in the ATL area. So shout out to you guys out there, to you few who are listening to me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Much respect. So yes, this does dig into Drake London and to Kyle Pitts share there in the offense, even though Van Jefferson has not shown much, but I think they will try to show something here onto the field. New York Jets, they're trying to explore a trade for Mecole Hardman. Everybody remember when Mecole Hardman was making noise on ESPN when he first ended up in New York? He promised he was going to be a big part of the offense and he was going to bring his veteran leadership and yada, yada, yada. So that did not pan out for him, and now he wants out. So they're exploring a trade for him. Don't know how much of a help he'll be anywhere in the league, but if you do have him on your roster, hopefully he ends up somewhere like a Miami, which I guess that's not too good for Tyreek Hill or Waddle, but whatever. He will end up somewhere where they need speed. I don't see him like in a Patriots. I don't see him in a Cowboys. I don't see him in any of those. I could see him going to something like a Colts or possibly the even the Packers. Now, either way, for you Mecole Hardman owners out there, keep an eye out for that. And some news, we got Jonathan Taylor. He's expected to get a little bit more workload this week, so that's a bonus for me. I actually had him. I held on to him since the beginning. I got him real, real late in the draft. And so I'm looking forward to that and help me boost my record from some of these stars who have not been producing as of late. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump in between the Thursday night preview. I'm going to go ahead and give you top three of my Sunday traditions or things that I enjoy doing. Something that makes on a Sunday, on a football season, on a fall in Chicago, there's something in the air on a Sunday. If you're from the Illinois or from the Midwest or even from the South, because even when I was in Texas, I remember there was just this thing in the air that on a Sunday, it was just different. No matter what you did, whether you went to go eat on a Sunday early, like for breakfast or something, or, you know, anything like that, just the air felt different. The atmosphere, you were just in a better mood. All right. So I'm going to kick it off with my top three. And hopefully you have these in it. If not, that's cool. I hope you have your own and you can share them with me on Twitter or on Instagram. More than welcome. So let's kick that off. Top three. I'm going to start with number three. A big favorite of mine has always been family and church. So we go to early church service around here. And so, because my mother-in-law loves it super early. So it's trained me to be super early. And on top of which, I've always been an early bird anyways. Shout out to my grandpa. Rest in peace. He was a soldier, a Marine vet, and from the Vietnam War. And so he taught us a lot of responsibilities and a lot of stuff to get up early and take care of your, you know, cleanliness, hygiene and stuff. So I'm used to being up super early, but my mother-in-law, she definitely is consistent with it and kept us consistent with it. And so church and family time and then breakfast right afterwards. Oh yes. Every time I think about it, and I'm super happy about that. So even talking about it right now with you guys and sharing that with you, it's a special time on a Sunday. So church and family time would be my number three. Of course, it could be number one, but I'm just giving you traditional game day activities, not family time activities. So tailgate and party up with family and friends. All right, so this can fall in any category for you. For me, it falls into everybody gathering together in a garage here at my crib. And so we'll watch a game on my big screen. I got a pretty large garage and it's set up pretty decent. I got a nice fridge and some couches in there. So it's the setup, let's just say. All right. And it's a place of enjoyment on a Sunday. So we have the neighbors. We'll have some friends come over, coworkers, whatever it may be. And we'll enjoy a game that everybody wants to watch at one point. And that's enjoyable to me, as well as tailgating. I remember back in Texas, college football in general, for you guys out there in Texas, know what I'm saying. We love our football, right? And even high school football, if you're from a small town, you'll go to a Friday Night Lights and you'll just chill and watch a game. Something about the cowbells, the rattling, homecoming, the mums, everything about it in the atmosphere that is exciting. Then there was the college games that I would attend, the Texas Tech games, and then when I moved to Dallas, there was the TCU. All right, there was those type of games that I ended up surrounding myself around. So it was always the atmosphere that I enjoyed. So tailgating and partying up with family and friends, that is definitely going to be a top on my list each and every time. All right, so number one, this is simple, straight to the point. Nothing special about it for you guys out there that are married or just, you know, hanging out with family. This falls into an enjoyment for myself. Number one on my list is, like, especially in an afternoon game. If there's an afternoon game, which most of the time Cowboys are the game of the week, so I enjoy that and I look forward to that on a schedule. And I'll plan it out for that afternoon game to grill, or I'm gonna have the most enjoyable, my favorite pizza joint. Of course, we all know in Chicago there's nothing but pizza joints at each and every corner, like a McDonald's. So we know all about that. And so that'll be my Sunday thing in the afternoon. I'll grill will be my first choice. And then, of course, the pizza part from a Giordano's or Illuminati's. Shout out to you guys out there. I hope you're listening, Giordano's or Illuminati's again. So grilling would be my number one on that. And then the pizza, of course. But I love to throw some steaks on the grill. I love to get it fired up and put it together and spend that quality time, me, my lady, possibly the family sitting around. And I enjoy hosting as it is and love grilling on the grill. So, yes, that would be my top three traditions on a game day. Like I said, guys, it all begins with waking up in the morning. Positivity is the key. Being blessed that we're up. Am I correct? And so we look forward to that. And just the vibe in the air is totally different on a Sunday. So shout out to you guys out there who have your own traditions. Please get at me again, like I said, on Instagram and on Twitter. And pretty soon, my website will be up here in the next couple of days. I will be posting that each and everywhere. So podcasts will be easy and accessible there for Apple and Spotify. There'll be links to click. There'll be social media links you can click. There'll be a contact section where you can get at me for advertisements. If you'd like me to represent your company locally, I have no issues with that. I will do a 15 to 30 second slot for you. We can discuss that. That's at a later point. But the point is that there will be a website that you can access all of this information. And then eventually, as the year kicks off and we get to know each other, I will have a subscription area that will be low, low cost, and you'll be able to see when you subscribe to it, you will get the draft day book. Basically, it'll give you the targets, the low hanging fruit, ones that we're looking for to carry us across that edge, hold on for the beginning of the weeks into the bench. So that type of subscription will hold that. And then, of course, it'll involve each and every week I'll post on there. As your subscriber, you will get the waiver wire rundown. The ones that I run down, you will get those so you can have access to it. I will have that on the website. Just a number of things that we can be able to have at your disposal at one place without going around and searching. I mean, why not, right? So you'll have it all in your face, one place, pretty soon. So please stick around with me. I'm trying to do big things around here, and I hope you're trying to be a part of that as well. Ride with me, all right? All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive into the Thursday preview. Some of these quick start 'em and sit 'em against the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs, my man. All right, guys. So we're going to kick it off on the Broncos side of things, and we're going to talk about one Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson's been looking all right as of late, and I think he'll just get a little bit better as it goes along, since Dulcich will make an appearance here pretty soon. That'll be someone who I think Russell Wilson will be able to lean on as he picks around in the pocket and looks out in the field and be able to pick apart the defense. He just can't pick it up like he used to, so he needs a little bit more time. And I think as long as there's Dulcich, his security blanket, in case he's in trouble, I think he'll get better as the weeks go along. But at this week, I'm also going to ride with him because I think there's garbage time. And we love garbage time. I mean, garbage time is all about that here in fantasy football. It gets you the win either way. It's about accruing points. So I'm going to ride with Russell Wilson. Javonte Williams, not so much. I'm just not feeling his injury. We're still monitoring him out there because he's dealing with that. So although he probably will be back, I just don't want to ride with Javonte Williams this week. I think they'll zone in on him as it is. The pickup of the week, McLaughlin. He was a solid run during the contest. Then you had Perrine. So I would go with McLaughlin first on that one because they could slide him in there and throw out the backfield. So I'm looking for him to have a slight decent game this Thursday night. All right, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to visit Jerry Jeudy. It's possible that they're showcasing him as well. I saw something come through the wire talking about a trade, best fits for Jerry Jeudy, and that actually sparked my mind to believe that it's a possibility that they might want to get something for Jerry Jeudy as he's in his prime and he still has the route-running ability for a team. So I look for Jerry Jeudy to possibly have a big game because they're just going to have to throw the ball and toss it around. So I'm going to ride with Jerry Jeudy this week. Backdoor that with Courtland Sutton. I'm going to also ride with Courtland Sutton this week because they're going to have no choice but to get the garbage time because Patrick Mahomes is going to ride up there and just it's going to be one of those high scoring games for the Chiefs again. Let's ride with Courtland Sutton. Troutman, I'm not having no parts of that. I don't care if it's a 14, 16, 18, or 20 league. I just don't want no parts of Troutman, especially since Dulcich will be back here, possibility this week, but soon. So, no, I don't want any parts of Troutman. You guys can have that. No, but if you heard it here, you don't want to put him in your lineup. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to visit the Kansas City side of things, and I'm going to go ahead and start with Patrick Mahomes. We already know there's no introduction there, no soundbite needed when it comes here, because as long as Kelsey's out there in the field, and even if Kelsey's not in the field, there's a lot of mouths to feed here in this Kansas City Chiefs offense. So I believe that Patrick Mahomes still will be able to sling the ball around. He'll still be able to create some magic out of the pocket. Even if he does get you a good 15 to 20 points on the ground, which is a possibility here. He's been liking to run as of late. So, of course, Patrick Mahomes, we're sliding him in. We're not looking back. And, of course, you drafted him high, so never take him out of your lineup unless there's a bye or he's dealing with his injuries. Same thing for Isaiah Pacheco. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put him in my lineup. He's been running like mini beast mode out there. I think they even said it on the broadcast, but I've been saying it since day one. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put in Isaiah Pacheco into my lineup, you know? Yes, no problems with that. He'll get you an anytime touchdown as well. So shout out to DraftKings Sportsbook. That's the only ones I deal with. Again, they don't pay me for this. I'm not part of their promotions or anything like that, but they're just one of my favorites. I've been around with a lot of these formats. When it comes to user-friendly formats, user-friendly screens, and able to withdraw, listen, it's all about putting in your money and getting it out, right? I don't want to wait around for anything. I don't want you to tell me that you need to send me a check in the mail. I mean, what are we in? Like mid-2000s, early 2000s? I remember that in those early online days, those Bodog days. You know what I mean? I don't want that. So I enjoy DraftKings because it's a simple, easy payout. No problems there. No strings attached. You don't have to keep your account live with them for so long and then you get your money. No. You can sign up today, and they'll pay you. They always have promotions when you're live, when it's legal in your state. They always have some kind of promotions going, so I love when those come out. If you put your $5 in because you're a new user, man, they'll pay you out $100 to $150. What place is going to do that, right? You can't go to a casino and they're going to walk in and go into Harrah's, go into Caesar's, go into any of these places, which they're my favorite, by the way, when I'm in Vegas, but they're not going to give you anything. walk in there and tell them, I'll give you $5 and can you give me 150, right? What they gonna do? Yeah, you're gonna feel like that walking out the door. But now when it comes to DraftKings Sportsbook and a lot of these sportsbooks, they do the same thing. You can go in there and collect the promotion and bounce, you know? There's no problems with that. So, but I, again, they're my favorite, so I stick with them each and every time. So let's go ahead and let's visit. Matter of fact, let's talk about the three pick parlay from DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's dive right into that. All right, let's kick it off with the Kansas City Chiefs. At this present moment, it's showing on my app here, -535, which they're basically telling everyone they're going to whoop ass, okay? Because usually you'll see them in the -150, even -2 to -3s. Man, when they give you a -535, these are odds. They are guaranteeing that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to whip that ass. So I wish it was a little lower, but hey, I took them anyways, because you won't get a big payout if you took them straight on a money line, by the way. So you want to put them in a parlay. That way it adds up to a plus. We're always looking for that plus. Okay, so -535 is huge. You need to make up for it. So we're going to go with Isaiah Pacheco, anytime touchdown, which I believe that is a possibility, a big possibility. Against the Denver Broncos defense. So that is a -165. Those are some good odds. Give me those each and every time. All right. I will take that -165. Okay. And dealing with Pacheco, I'm going to go with a rushing prop to add to my parlay. All right. So I'm going to go with Isaiah Pacheco to have a 100-yard rushing game. Now, this is a underdog bet here, that even they're assuming that is going to be out of reach, because they have him at a +215. All right, and with a +215, something that high, they're expecting us to give them the money and basically for free, basically be a loser. Okay. That they're basically saying you're going to lose that bet each and every time. But I'm going to take it, okay, because I believe that Pacheco can have a 100-yard game against this Denver Broncos defense. So all three of these together, guys, this all comes out +305, which is great, okay, because if we put $5 in today, right now, it pays me $20.25. Okay, so I basically, what I did, yeah, I quadrupled my money, right? That's what I did. So, because, again, math, easily, 5 times 4, 20. So that's what we got, $20.25. So that's if you put 10, obviously it's going to pay you more. But that's not what we're going for here. We're going for small, exciting bets, something that you're not upset about to lose. It's a cup of coffee, something quick and simple. Nothing to get rich off of. So, again, guys, put $5 in, get you $20.25 right now on a Wednesday. Odds will change, of course, given what players will play, what players are going to sit, depending on the injury reports that come out later on. So, look for a huge game for the Kansas City Chiefs, and just garbage time, really, for the Denver Broncos. And again, we're not worried about that in the fantasy world. We're welcoming garbage time. Garbage time is money in the bank each and every time. Okay, so Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton should have a pretty solid game. Russell Wilson, if he's playing his cards right and he's doing what he's supposed to do and not turning over the ball, then there should be no problems with him having a solid game as well. We're looking for him to have a good, probably good 15 to 20 point game. That's what I'm thinking. 2 touchdowns, running around some. So, again, thank you for making me a part of your day, guys. I appreciate it each and every time, whether you're in your car, whether you're at work, wherever you may be, just know that I enjoy doing this, and I enjoy you guys being a part of it. So thank you again on this Wednesday, and I hope you enjoy tomorrow's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. So again, guys, thank you. Enjoy your day. And I'm out.